No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
Jordi, Messi, Jordi, el Santo Messi.
Messi Uncle, Ricky Major League en la Ciudad del Sol. Here in Miami, we know who's the campeón. Leo, my team, yeah. Suarez on the field, always wedding day team. Como es que ya son wins, the trio of everything y muchachos. La familia se escucha en los barrios. Esta camiseta pinky la llevan todos los guachos. Los rookies quedan sin comentarios. Messi ambetea, tiki taki gol. El estadio Chase bañado en lloro y sudor. Aquí se ama y se respeta el balón. Florida es tu casa, acostúmbrate al calor. Estate listo pa' Messi Anco. Estate listo pa' Messi Anco.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to a very, 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 very special episode of Messi & Co. I'm Ashley here, as always, with my incredible co-hosts, Gian and Matt. And guess what, guys? It's finals day. We're about to be doing a preview for a Leagues Cup final and a potential third Inter-Miami trophy. How are we feeling?
I was going to say Monday was the new Friday, but then I remember that today was Sunday, so I couldn't really say that. But no,
yeah,
but I'm still excited.
Tomorrow is Labor Day, so that will be the Monday, which could be the new Friday. So,
but no, I'm excited. I'm excited for an opportunity to see Inter Miami continue to make history in the club's very short history. I'm excited to potentially see Messi win another trophy for his career. I'm excited. I'm just excited to see Inter Miami play, and I'm very grateful and excited to see Inter Miami in another final. So there's a lot of things to be excited about today.
Inter Miami is on the cusp of a new piece of silverware, so it's exciting. Any day that you can wake up and that's a possibility, it's a great day. And I am very optimistic. I'm very positive, and I think that Inter Miami is going to be celebrating tonight. So I'm happy to talk about it. Happy to be here with you guys. Today's a great Sunday full of football and great things to come. So let's go.
Well, not yet American, but definitely
not yet
football that we are.
We still got college football.
College football too, yeah. Oh my god, I was watching the U.S. Open, and I'm like, oh my god, it's fall. Like, it's sports. There's sports everywhere. I don't know where to look. It's too much sports. But so let's start with kind of like, I think you started with a good point, Matt. Let's start with obviously what the show is named, Messi. What this means to him in particular before we get into sort of the overall game, what it means for the, you know, the clubs and the fans. Mm-hmm. For Messi himself, this would be his 47th major trophy, which is obviously a huge feat. And it would be the second Leagues Cup within 3 years, and it would be the third major trophy if you count Supporters Shield. You know, it is considered a trophy in MLS, so we have to call it a trophy as well. That's three trophies in two seasons for Inter Miami. So I would say, and like we said, looking like he doesn't seem to be slowing down, especially with that performance that we saw, and how at the end he said, he's like, I feel good now, I'm ready. So how are we feeling about him, and what, you know, what it means to have Messi with you when you're starting a final, you know, you're having a healthy, excited, competitive Messi as your teammate when you're about to play a final must make you feel good.
No, it's so interesting because I'm trying to imagine this team without Messi, and it's like, I feel like it's almost impossible, because I feel like every time that there's a big game, I feel like every time that there's a final, that Messi is there, and Messi will be there to and show up and play his hardest and potentially win the whole thing. And when you have somebody like Messi by your side, somebody who has won 46 titles in his entire career, somebody who's won the first piece of silverware for Inter Miami back in 2023 in the first League Cup, you just, when you have somebody like that on your team, I feel like there's just, you have no doubt, you have no fear. And I feel like that's how everybody should feel, at least on this Inter Miami team. The fact that, you know, we have the best in the world. We have the best players surrounding him. We have the best chance to win it with the best in the world and scoring a brace after being injured. Not a lot of people can do that, especially against Orlando, a team that we've struggled to play against in recent times. So when you have Messi, you have trophies and you have wins.
Look, that's what he came here to Inter Miami to do. Exactly. He came here to win trophies. A lot of people think he came here to retire. That's not the case. You can see by the way he plays, you can see by his emotion, by his passion, mm-hmm. by the fact that he comes to games and plays them, even though maybe he shouldn't, which unfortunately has led to some prolonged injuries or constant, but he still gives it his all. And that's what he's here to do. And he's proving everybody wrong. And I think that he's going to give Inter Miami another trophy. And just like Matt said, this team wouldn't be the team it is without Messi. It's from not only the goals and assists that he provides, but I think the leadership, the coaching, the on-the-field coaching, and everybody else, what they've been able to do, I believe is because they thrive off of the energy and what they get off of Messi. I think a lot of players probably even play maybe above what their actual natural their natural skills even are. I think those are even elevated. These are players that maybe on other teams wouldn't do what some of the things that we see them do here, and they're able to do that because they're surrounded by greatness, the passes that Messi puts into them and allows them to score goals and that sort of thing. So yeah, it's honestly a blessing to have him on our team, and I think that he'll continue to do what he's been doing in this League's Cup, which is putting on a show, and there's no reason why he won't do that tonight. And I expect just amazingness and greatness, everything we've seen so far from him in this League's Cup.
Yeah, agreed. And I think just what he also brings, like, you know, sometimes people make the joke like about, you know, the Barcelona boys, or like it's Messi's friends club. You know, first of all, when we go into our starting lineups, we'll name 4 or 5 players who have no direct connection to Messi who are going to be starting too. So, but I will say the players who do, the fact that you have, like, on your defensive line, if you have someone like an Ian Frey starting, and then opposite of you, you have a freaking lion and heart of a champion in Jordi Alba, whose competitiveness oozes through him. You have someone like Busquets in front of you, if you're Yannick Bright next to you, be able to see someone who's been a maestro of the midfield and never sweat under pressure for a moment over the last, you know, 12 plus years. Then you see someone who's the most competitive lion, who's been with Messi step by step in all of the major trophies he has won for Argentina and DePaul. Then, of course, you have Luis Suarez, who we have seen this season has had to change a little bit what his output looks like. But like you said, Matt, what was it, 20 goal contributions in 24 matches? And then, you know, what he's been doing, he's providing, I know, another one assist to Messi in the last match, or rather the assist to Segovia in the last match. He is still providing to this team, and again, showing that competitive spirit and that will to win, and that I am better than whatever you are, because I have the heart to do it. And so I think it's great for the whole team, and I'm really excited to watch it flourish, right?
Yeah. I mean, just the leadership that this team has, talking about Messi, and you're talking about Suarez and others on the team, and what they bring to this team. This, even like stats wise, I was just looking this up while you guys were talking, and the two leaders happen to be Messi and Suarez in goals and assists, and it's just incredible. It's Suarez who many people have kind of talked it down on and said, you know, he's not what he was last season, and he's not that he needs to be replaced. But in this Leagues Cup, we're now at the final. He actually has three goals and three assists, Luis Suarez. And then after that, it's Messi with two goals and two assists. Yeah. So you got those two guys who are leading this team. And I mean, it's just incredible.
just to put it a little bit into perspective really quickly for Luis Suarez, last season he had a fantastic season. Like, it wasn't like, oh yeah, he did good. Like, he had an amazing season. And to show, like, he played it, what I'm looking at here in 2024 in all competitions, he played 39 games, played almost 3,000 minutes. He scored 26 goals and had 12 assists. That is 30 amazing equal contributions in 39 games. That's an insane season. That's not a good season. That's not a great season. That's an absolutely insane season for somebody who's like 37 years old. with somebody of his age and his injury history, that's an insane. That's insane. This year, in 39 games in all competitions, including Club World Cup and all that, he's played a little bit over 3,000 minutes, about 3,200 minutes. He has 13 goals, but he has 16 assists. That's 29 goal contributions in 39 games. That's still good. That's still really good. It's not insane as last year, but this is still a good season for
Luis. And we still have a whole playoff run and everything.
Correct. Like, there's still many more games to play. He's still having a really, really, really good season. And people, just because they don't see him put 20 goals on the board so far, they think that he's having a terrible season. But don't this you guy feel like any is team crucial. Would want
that, Matt? Like, don't Again? You feel like any team? Don't you feel like any team would take that?
Any team in the world would take it. These kinds of he's performing great with us. Like, he's probably playing better than how he did in Gremio, how he did in Nacional. He's playing really, 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 really good for us. And you would want this in any team in this continent. In South America, like, this, you want a striker like this, somebody who can get this many goal contributions in the amount of time that he's playing. 29 goal contributions in 39 games is really, really,
definitely
really
efficient.
Good.
Yeah, for sure. And he deserves his flowers. You know, go ahead.
Do we want to, sorry to interrupt us. No. Do we want to kind of talk about how Inter Miami got here just really quickly? I think that'd be a good thing just to kind of, so I'll go through it really quickly, not to spend, but I think it's important. Absolutely. So obviously the first group stage where Inter Miami and every MLS team faced three Mexican teams and vice versa. Inter Miami beat Atlas 2-1 in the first game of the group stage. Then they went and played against Necaxa, whom they tied 2-2 and then won 5-4 in penalties. And both teams actually got a red card in that one. I remember that game. That was quite an intense, intense game. Then it was a match day 3. We played against Pumas and we won that game 3-1. So
no Messi. No Messi. He was injured in the Necaxa game.
Exactly. Yeah. So then that put us through over into the quarterfinal, in which we faced Tigres. That was a really tough game. We won that one 2-1. That was on August 20th.
That was two penalties scored by Luis Suarez.
Yep. That was another
for a team that never gets penalties.
Yes.
I feel like we had just had an episode or two prior to that talking about how it was just like,
I think it was the one before. I think it was the episode before. We were like, we never get penalties.
And then we get two, which was pretty funny.
Yeah.
So we beat Tigres 2-1, and then we just faced Orlando City on August 27th, Wednesday, a few days ago. And we beat Orlando City 3-1, which, as a reminder, that game, we were down 1-0. And then Allende gets a penalty for us. Messi scores a penalty.
Messi scored it.
They get a red card. They play down a man the last maybe 20 to 30 minutes. And then we, beautiful goal by Messi and another beautiful goal by Telasco Segovia that sealed it for us. Beautiful team effort, great coaching. So I think that's really good.
Mascherano got a red card. Remember
that? Oh, that was in the Tigre. Oh, that was the Tigre game, right?
Yeah, part of the lore of this. Yeah, of this.
But I think it's good for us, like, to just note that we had a great all around game going into this final game against Seattle. So, quite the quite the route to get
here. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, we had to go through a lot of adversity on the field and off the field in order to reach it. And even though we had home field advantage, like I remember the Tigres game, it was more, there was more Tigres jerseys 100% compared to Inter Miami jerseys, which doesn't happen often, but you know, and having no Messi,
the Mexican presence is strong.
It was, you know, having red cards, even though, for example, Maxi Falcón, he got his rescinded, which is good, and he got to play. But then, you know, Javier Mascherano couldn't coach the second half. He had to do it by phone and then was in the suite next to us for this one against Orlando, you know, with a goal that they scored right before going into the half where they had made a huge formation and lineup change. And, you know, people are starting to have questions and people are nervous. But yeah, they come through, and that leads us to tonight. So let's talk about tonight, and let's talk about our opponent, the Seattle Sounders. So I would say, like, for MLS, I know a lot of people are still, I would say that came directly from Messi, are learning about, you know, what is MLS like with the, what are the marquee teams, you know about LA Galaxy because of David Beckham, etc., like Pele, you know, you can name times of those players or teams. But one of, I think, the most, I would say, like, the strongest heritage and most successful teams in MLS is the Seattle Sounders. Now, they play at Lumen Field, which is the NFL field where the Seattle Seahawks play. But they fill it out. They usually get around 30 to 40,000, which is, you know, comparatively, Chase Stadium only fits, like, I think 21,000. So, you know, even and that's today, they said they've already sold close to 60,000 tickets for tonight. I do imagine there will be Messi and Inter Miami fans in that group, but it will be majority Seattle Sounders fans. Matt, they're going to experience something special too, right? Like, because we were talking about how for Messi and for this Inter Miami club, we know how important this trophy is and the continued journey of this club. But this trophy would also be very important for them.
Yes. So, I mean, and like you said, Seattle Sounders are one of the more successful teams in the MLS. They've won four Open Cups, two MLS Cups. They've won a Champions Cup, like CONCACAF Champions Cup, and they won a Supporter Shield. So that is, what is that? What's the math there? Seven? Eight?
Yeah.
I think they won eight. I think they're on they're on the verge of winning. Like, if they win this League's Cup, if they beat Inter Miami in this final in the League's Cup, they have the opportunity, they have the chance to be probably the most or win every possible major competition in North America that is available to them. So that's MLS Cup, like I said, Champions Cup, Open Cup, Supporter Shield. They've won it all. So they have the opportunity to win their eighth ninth title, eighth title. Nice. And which is very, very huge for them. They have a lot of motivation to go into this game and beat Miami, somebody, a team that's trying to grow their history and to beat the norm. So they have a lot of motivation going into this game.
And they have a cool home field advantage for sure. Some of their key players, obviously, that, you know, we know, like, one, they're fourth in the West. So just in general, they have been playing well. It's been a tough division. They've won four out of their last five matches, including League's Cup. They have players like Jesus Ferreira, De La Vega, Christian Rodon, who has had a lot of major moments as a Seattle Sounder. I would say recently, Osase De Rosario has been really impactful as a scorer. And then their goalkeeper, Andrew Thomas, has been locking it down recently. So, you know, by no means is it going to be an easy match where it's, you know, there's going to be any giving up. It's going to be a tough match from minute one to minute 90. But like I said, if I have Lionel Messi on my team and he's not on yours, I like my chances. But still a great team. Their home field, they have a lot to play for in this final. I think it's going to be a really great atmosphere and a really great match.
No, absolutely. No, sorry, Gianco.
No, I just was going to say that they do have some impressive players, and it's one of the reasons why they're one of the top teams in the East, in the West, and one of the reasons why they're here in the final. It's not just because they have good coaching, but they also have, just like us, good vets, and they have a good mix of young and seasoned guys. And you talk about guys like Pedro de la Vega, who's in I think career form for them. He's their designated attacker or their DP attacker. And he has 5 goals in his last 7 starts, and that includes a goal against Galaxy. So I think that's one of the guys that Inter Miami is going to have to watch out for. They've done very well. The Sounders have outscored all their opponents in Leagues Cup 13-2 in 5 matches, and they have 3 clean sheets. So
yeah,
I mean, this is
they've been rolling.
Yeah, this is a really tough team that we're going to be facing, and I think that, you know, we'll talk about the lineups coming up and we'll talk about also what Inter Miami needs to do. But as we lead into that, thinking about, you know, Inter Miami maybe against in the semifinal, maybe it lacked a little bit of punch in attack. And now you're talking about a team that has 3 clean sheets in 5 matches, you know, like that's going to be something they got to look out for. But they've got a lot in attack, and that's going to be important when we think about this team and how Inter Miami is going to have to line up and their tactics and that sort of thing is how to be able to, I guess, mitigate and suppress that strong attack that Seattle has with the amount of goals that they score.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to add to that really quickly. Sorry, before we go on. And not only because I was just I just discovered this recently, not only has the Seattle Sounders form been so good as of the last 5 matches. They've won, 3 of their last 5. Like you said, 3 clean sheets. Since the Club World Cup, which obviously they lost, I think, all of their games, but against top European sides. But since the Club World Cup, the Seattle Sounders have only lost once in the last 14 games across all competitions. So their record in the last 14 games is 9 wins, 1 loss, and 4 draws. So damn, they're going into this final in extremely, extremely good form, which is something. And like you guys said, Andrews Thomas, we have De Rosario, the striker who also scored against the LA Galaxy in the semifinals. Their Argentinian number 10, De La Rosa, you know, coincidentally enough, Argentinian number 10, one of their biggest players. He also scored against the LA Galaxy. This is it's very, very competitive. If we can say one thing for certain, is that Seattle Sounders and Inter Miami belong in this final in the Leagues Cup.
Damn, maybe we should stop talking about Seattle. Like,
I think that that was definitely a good scout of them, and I think to your point,
enough of them.
Great way to end it. They both deserve to be in the finals because Inter Miami have gone through their adversity and done everything they could, and in the end, they won their matches where they had to. And they are able to start a final with a quote-unquote, I think, healthiest version of Messi that has been available for the last few weeks, right? So doing their best. And how's that gonna show up today, you guys? How do we think they're going to line up after what was a big change Wednesday that only those with the brightest minds in soccer could have predicted? I've been told, I'm kidding. But I am. How do we think this Inter Miami team is going to line up and maybe tweak what they did or go back to what they had been doing previously? I'm not sure. And I think, you know, since Wednesday's match, there's been a lot of healthy discussion throughout social media and on people's podcasts and different things like that. You know, weighing out the pros and cons of doing these switches. And it's a game by game basis. And it's, you know, if you're up, you do one thing. If you're down, you do another thing. If you're playing against a team that's scoring a lot, you know, what is more valuable to you? etc. Who do you trust in the last 5 minutes to win? You know, who do you want on the field in the last 20 minutes of a game to decide how it ends? All those questions are part of what makes a final and what makes predictions so exciting, right?
Yeah.
I mean, we have a lot of keys. I mean, we have 5 keys, honestly, to winning, if you guys know what I mean. I mean, obviously, their biggest key is Lionel Messi, him being still in the best form possible for his situation, for his circumstances.
I think it's not like keys to the game or keys to the city. It's like keys to, like, our government.
Yeah, the keys to literally the entire world. Like, is what he is.
No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/hailmary. That's hims.com/hailmary for your free online visit. hims.com/hailmary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Drinking and driving is a decision that will change your whole world. Things will never be the same once you get a DUI, because legal fees and time in court are just the beginning. Getting into a crash is another way your world could be irreversibly changed after drinking and driving. Your vehicle may not be the only thing that gets damaged in that crash. You could face a life-altering injury or even death. But you're not the only one who could face those consequences. Your decision to drink and drive could permanently change someone else's world, whether you injure them or leave their loved ones grieving. The next time you're out drinking, call a rideshare, a taxi, a sober friend, or a designated sober driver. Always plan for a safe ride home. The only decision that'll change your world for the better is the decision to call for a sober ride. It's never worth it to drive drunk. Don't risk it. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by NHTSA.
And like I said, him returning to Leagues Cup play, scoring the brace. You know, this season he has 25 goals and 11 assists in all competitions. He's just an animal. Like he lives for these kinds of games. So he's going to be probably the biggest key to unlocking another trophy for himself and for Inter Miami. Luis Suarez is, like I said, and like we were hyping him up before, huge key to Inter Miami. Goal contributions, dropping deep, making connections, making passes with his teammates. That's going to be insanely huge, especially against the Seattle Sounders, who is probably known to kind of control the midfield, control the game, and they're going to probably want to control the game since they're playing at their home field. So Luis Suarez is going to be big. De Paul, since he joined Inter Miami, he made his debut, I believe it was against Atlas, made good impressions. He's continuing to get a consistent game time. And since, 2021, he's won like four major trophies with Argentina, with Messi, the World Cup, two Copa Americas, the Finalissima. This guy is known to play very, very well in finals, especially with Messi. So he's going to be a huge step. And obviously Jordi Alba and Busi, they're going to be huge as well. Younger players like Ian Frey, like Terasco Segovia, Baltasaras we saw against Orlando, these guys are going to have to step up big. The defense is going to have to step up big too with Maxi Falcón and Gonzalo Lujan, who are potentially the two starting center backs. But I feel very confident in our key players because we've been doing very well this season.
There's actually another key too, and I think Dion, you have maybe a quick video to show. There's another key to this Inter Miami team winning, and that's La Familia.
Oh yeah. Ooh. That's true. So I was texted some videos today. Inter Miami actually flew out La Familia to the game. And they finally did right by them. They learned from their mistakes with the Mundial de Clubes, where we were one of the only teams, and mind you, we were playing at home, that didn't have a heavy presence and an organized presence for the team, for the fans. So they did right by them. So I got a few videos that I'll show here. Let's see.
So even though the majority of the crowd will be Seattle, you'll see a couple pink here and there.
Yeah.
But they're not all in one section.
Para ser campeón, hoy hay que
So that was them getting to the stadium around 7 a.m. ish or 7:30 a.m. ish, so that they can all get shuttled over to the airport and they were all going to catch a flight to the game today. And then I have another one on the actual plane. So I'll show that one real quick.
Love it.
The whole plane is full of them. It's the whole plane. They have their own plane. That's awesome.
That's awesome. Yeah. That's, so that'll be that's nice. Cool. That's
but do we know if they're going to have like a designated specific section?
Yeah, they do. Yeah.
Awesome.
They
do. Okay,
they're all going to be together. They all got flown out together along with like the team officials. They were all on the same plane. They got a plane chartered specifically for them. So I thought that was pretty cool. Props to the team. You know, when they mess up, we you know, yell at them, but when they do right, I think it's important to call it out. And that was a good job by Inter Miami to
huge props. Yeah.
Huge props.
But look, as for me and my keys to winning, I think obviously the keys are the five keys that you guys spoke about and players. That's obviously the most important. But I'm talking from a play style and tactics wise. Man, you're facing a team, like we said previously, a Seattle team that is just ripping through the competition. They have 13 goals against their opponent's two goals in their last five matches. And I think that when you're facing a team like that, that has 13 goals in five matches, you can't sit back and try to absorb pressure. You can't sit back and try to play an Inter Milan type of style where you're just going to be sitting back and trying to, you know, absorb the attack and then try to counterattack, which is what Inter Milan does. And that's not what Inter Miami does. Inter Miami is not a team that counterattacks. They like to be a team that holds possession and slowly builds out of play. So it doesn't fit their style, and they don't have the personnel needed to be able to absorb attack from a team that scores 13 goals in five games. So if they do that, it's going to be a really tough match to win, to watch. It's just going to be awful. So I think Inter Miami needs to do what they've done in a couple of games that I've seen so far in this League's Cup, where they've gone out and they've pressured. They've had the ball up front, putting a lot of pressure on players. He's a guy that runs like crazy. I mean, it shows later on, because a lot of times in the second half he's tired, but he's a guy that's going to be key in pressuring and not allowing Seattle to just build out and be relaxed and do everything they can. I think also Jordi Alba and Ian Frey, if they start, which I think they'll start, I think will be pivotal in not only the attack, but also part of attacking is also flows into the defense, because of the fact that if we're able to attack with Jordi Alba and Ian Frey so high up, it'll keep their left backs or their wings at bay, having to cover those areas. So that's also part of, I think, an important key for us is to do that. And then lastly, the last key for me is going to be, I think we need to play very narrow and close every channel, every of those two center channels with De Paul, with Busquets. If Yannick Bright starts, again, we'll talk about the lineup in a second, but whoever is in that midfield, I think needs to play very narrow and not allow anything to go down the middle, and play not only narrow, I think lengthwise, but also narrow the lines and close those spaces in between our defensive line and our midfield line, so that players like Jesus Ferreira and other players that are played down the center can't just, you know, stand between there, receive a ball, and then turn around and be one-to-one versus our center backs. I think that's going to be very important. And just be responsible with the ball. Don't lose it in the midfield. We've had even some of our guys that we count on that don't make mistakes, like Busquets, have had clear poor passes that lead to quick, you know, attacks. So if we can take care of that, I think we'll be in a good spot versus a Seattle team. Nonetheless, it's going to be tough. But for me, those are our keys. So I think that we'll be okay if we do that.
All right. And so how does that look in terms of formation?
I was just going to ask you that. I'm like, you should probably lead us off on.
Yeah. I mean, so how does that look? I think it'll be interesting to look at what we did last time against Orlando City, specifically remembering that we went to like a high debate on a long debate on this and what we thought could happen, what should happen, what won't happen. And Ashley really, I think, nailed this one, talking about a lineup that would have Busquets, De Paul, and Yannick Bright in it at the same time, where I think we all agreed we'd like to see that. We just didn't understand how that would work and didn't think it would work. But look, they did it in this match, and it was Telasco and Allende that, well, not suffered, but I guess were sacrificed and moved over to the bench so that this can happen. We saw Suarez still be at the front. We saw Messi still have his role. That's basically a floating role in the midfield. He's sometimes on the left, sometimes on the right. He's in the middle. Sometimes he's all the way back in, you know, in defense, getting the ball. But what we saw is De Paul basically move up and take Allende's spot. And that allowed Yannick Wright to slot in at De Paul's usual spot next to Busquets. We had Baltasar Rodriguez take the last post spot. And I think it worked out well for the most part, right? We were only down 1-0 going into
with
that.
With the last-minute mistake. I mean, they held Orlando.
Yeah, there was a mistake. Was it looked pretty good. But then going into that second half, I think we started to realize, Mascherano and Javi Morales started to realize, they said it in the post-game conference, that they lacked a bit of punch in that attack. And I think that's one of that was something that came up in discussion, the three of us, when we were talking about this lineup, how it would cement that midfield and make it tough for the opponent to attack, but it was at compromising a little bit of our attack. So that's where Lujan was substituted, Busquets went into a center back role, and that allowed for Allende to then come in, be an attacker. Rodriguez came out, Telasco came in, and that gave us a bit more of an attack, and we scored three goals in the second half. So that begs the question, what is this game going to look like for me? I think I like this lineup. I think I'd roll with it through the first half at least. The only change that I would make is probably take out Baltasar Rodriguez and probably put in Telasco Segovia. And I think that may give us a little bit more of an attacking punch. And just to add some backing to that and having Telasco in there, I want to read something to you guys. The Seattle Sounders did a preview for their fans, and they put three players to watch. Lionel Messi, Luis Suarez, and guess who the third one was? Telasco Segovia was their third player to watch.
Yeah.
They said the 22-year-old Venezuelan international has 7 goals and 5 assists in MLS, and a joint team-high 3 goals in Leagues Cup. So even they know they have to watch out for Telasco Segovia. So that's why I think he'll probably be the only change in this lineup in comparison to the one we saw against Orlando.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, I agree. And I think Segovia for Rodriguez makes sense, because I do think Segovia will help create a little bit more. To your point, though, Gian, for what you said earlier, this is a Seattle team that has outscored their opponent 13-2, and they do so by running through midfields and defenses. So you need to feel comfortable about your midfield and defense. And now, you know, in this type of lineup, I feel comfortable with our defense. I feel comfortable knowing Jordy and Ian Frey will be able to move up and down when needed. I know DePaul can float, and when he feels the need to go back a little bit, he can. And then I think Yannick Wright and Busquets becomes a brick wall. I mean, Yannick Wright is a brick wall in the midfield. He really is. And so, you know, if they continue with their role, and then Messi, Suarez, and Segovia are able to take their moments and create and score chances, I think it works. And then to your point, it limits Seattle's chances of scoring early. And then when the second half comes, just like I said, it's not how you start, it's how you finish in soccer. You know, think of like Luka Modric for the last two seasons for Real Madrid came on as like a super sub almost. And Rodrigo from Brazil, right, who came in and scored, that won them Champions Leagues. Sometimes you can't fit every player you want to start, but the spark that you can get from maybe a Kremaski if there are some tired legs, or that you get from bringing in Allende, who will be making those runs over and over again and creating for those around him, you bring that in the second half, and then you close it out. So I totally agree with you, Gian, that I think Segovia is more of an attacking presence than Baltasar, and that's just out of experience. You know, I think he'll do more to create and set up Messi and Suarez, and DePaul will know, you know, just by his experience, when to be that forward and when he needs to come back a little bit.
Yeah.
I don't have too much to add, because I think you guys pretty much nailed it. But I do think that current setup that they did against Orlando is the right setup. And I do agree with Gian that I think the one change that I would make would be Baltasar out, Telasco Segovia in. I think Telasco Segovia has shown that he I think he could offer us a little bit more in that attack. And as he showed in the Orlando game, obviously there was a little bit circumstantial with the red card and things like that. But I think I still think that he can give us the best chances to, you know, offensively and still while still maintaining a good support in midfield. So I'm really, really happy with the team from last time out. And I think as long as everybody can just play, like the only thing I honestly ask for Inter Miami, and I'll probably repeat myself a little bit later on, is to give their 100%. As long as they play, as long as each individual player plays their heart out, they're 100%, gives all the ganas, the passion, the energy, the heart, I think that's all we could really ask for, because this, at the end of the day, this is the final, and I just don't want any of them to kind of walk away from this final saying to themselves, you know what, I think I could have played a little bit more, I could have given an extra 10%, an extra 20%, as I want them to give it all out on the pitch tonight. So hopefully we see that.
Yeah,
agreed. Well, we're super in sync with that. I think that's awesome. Yeah, so I think we did a pretty good job going through all aspects of this match. You know, what it means for both sides, how difficult it will be for both sides. You know, they no one wants to play against Messi. And also, you don't want to be the away team against a team who outscored their opponents 13-2 and is going
on
to,
turf, on turf.
So yep. Look, there's lots of different factors, playing, coaching, fans, atmosphere, and most importantly, just belief. Like, I know you guys made fun of me for saying it, but like, freedom to dream. That's what, if these players show that and they show and they lead, like, we have the best players in history at bringing their best to a final.
Yep.
And like, belief leading them to win. And mm-hmm. So if not us, if not now, when? So with that in mind, let us give our predictions, our final score predictions, and who's going to score. And just know that tomorrow, we will be doing a post-match reaction, hopefully live. We're figuring out the time because it's a holiday here in the United States. But no matter what, I'm proud of this team. I'm happy they made it through a lot of adversity to get here. People don't think there's adversity on a team that has Lionel Messi. I'd be like, you'd be surprised at the amount of adversity this team has to go through. But we did it. And we made it, and we're seeing the fruits of the effort and the belief in the players, the coaches, etc., to get it done. So with that in mind, who wants to go first?
You got that.
All right, so
I still gotta think.
this is
Yasin-less or with Yasin? Can you start with that?
With Yasin?
With Yasin.
Oh my god. No, I'm not gonna go on a tangent on this. It's too early. Okay. Look, this is I think one of the toughest opponents Inter Miami has faced. It goes without saying when you look at the record that we just talked about and their performance so far in this league's cup. It's gonna be a tough one. But the difference maker here for Miami is the experienced players that they bring, the world-class players, the players that have won Champions Leagues, the players that have won World Cups. That's the biggest difference maker here. Everything else could be even, but I think that's the one that gets you over the top. So just piggybacking off what Matt said, if these guys play with the intensity, if they play with the passion and with the want of wanting this cup as bad as they want it, then I think there's nothing that can stop this team because of the experience that they have and the level of players that they have, regardless of what the Sounders have done. Still respecting them, however. You always have to respect your opponent, but you have to know that if you have this caliber of players, you should have the upper hand. And I think Inter Miami is going to win. I think it'll be a close one. I don't think by any means it'll be a 5-0 or a 3-0 or any of that. I think it'll be a close one. I think Inter Miami will score two goals. And I think Seattle, we have to respect how powerful they've been on the attack and give them. You know what? As I say this, I'm going to change it. I'm going to say 3-2. 3-2. Two goals for the Seattle Sounders. They've scored 13 goals in five games. They're going to score at least two. And I think Inter Miami, because of how because of Messi, they're going to get that one over the top. So it'll be 3-2.
An absolute goal fest.
You want to go?
I want to have the same enthusiasm as you have, Gian, when it comes to, like, because that would be an insane final. A 3-2 final, Inter Miami winning, would be absolutely insane. I don't see a world where we go out, we win on a clean sheet. And I don't, but I also don't see a world where Messi doesn't score in a final.
Yeah.
So I'm a predict Messi scoring at least one goal. Mm-hmm. I think Seattle, you guys said they scored 13.
It's tough to see them score just one when they've scored 13.
Like, you know, but I think that's going to be the...
That's part of why this is the first half defensive base lineup, kind of, right?
I think... prevent that. It can, because it can go either one of two ways. Either they can get scared and like not, either scared or like get lost in the moment. But yeah. I feel like they're not going to get lost. Ah, no, this is hard. I'm trying to stall. I'm stalling, but like I can't.
Do you know?
Okay, no. Okay, no, I got it. I'm going to say 2-2.
Mm-hmm.
I think Messi scores one, and I think Velasco Segovia scores, and then we would hopefully win. On penalties.
Oh, wow. So like a 2023.
Yeah. Exactly. I can't see this game end on regular time unless it's like a last minute, like last 30 seconds of the game winner or something.
That's going to be we might have to take a Xanax or something. That sounds like a,
like a thriller.
Yes. That's what I'm hoping.
All right. I'll go. You know, when I was with Gian at the game, and even though we were down 1-0 at the half, I didn't feel like, Orlando had a couple of chances, but like the way they had controlled us in the previous matches, I didn't feel that way when I'm watching that first half. You know, I felt that their powerhouse was taken away a little bit through the formation and through just the will and the seriousness of Inter Miami. It just wasn't showing up with goals, right? They were missing their chances. But I think some more thing is going to happen today, but I think we're going to have the advantage of finishing the chances. Yeah. Even if we are, because I think with having like the Yannick Bright, Busquets, and then like Gonzalo, Lujan, Maxi Falcon, like if them four, if they stay as rocks, like I think they will do their job of trying to create as many blockages as possible. And you know, Jordi Alba, it's going to be sprinting. Ian Frey is going to be sprinting. DePaul is going to try and stop them building up from the back. Like, all of those things make a huge difference. And then, like you said, I bet on Messi to score, for sure. Who else scores? I'm not sure. But I will say, I think we win 3-1. I think they do score. Yeah. But I think in the second half, and I think that Inter Miami and the experience and the drive and the competitiveness like will take over, and they will just figure out a way. Like, I didn't see, for example, this past Wednesday, we were down 1-0, but I didn't see Orlando scoring in the second half. I never thought they were going to score. So it's the same, you know? So it's I definitely, and Orlando has been absolutely on a tear too. So it's a goal, I think, is deserved with how well they've been playing. But based on what I've seen, even in the small sample size, and just based on the experience we have with Messi, Suarez, Busquets, DePaul, Alba, etc., I think they'll control their destiny. And so I say 3-1.
That makes sense. I think
I like your prediction the best.
Yeah, I hope it's ours, because Matt's prediction is going to be a really stressful
too much. Watch. Yeah, it'll be too
penalties much. Penalties are so stressful.
Yeah. It's always fun when it's not your team. I genuinely enjoy that, but not when it's my team. I don't like that.
Yeah. But anyway, let us know in the comment yours. We're putting this out in a few minutes, and then, you know, about 8 hours or so, maybe 7.5 hours from now until kickoff. Make sure you are following us at Messi & Co. on Twitter, because we will be, as always, posting minute to minute as it happens in this match. The biggest moments, the clips, all that good stuff, the commentary, what you guys think. So first, leave in the comments about your score prediction and who you think will score. And then you may get a shout out when we do our post-match reaction tomorrow. And then make sure you're following us at Twitter/X at Messi & Co. for the latest and greatest, up to date, every single moment of tonight's match, which will hopefully end in victory and Lionel Messi bringing his third trophy in his third season to Inter Miami. So for this very special episode of Messi & Co., I'm Ashley, that is Gian, that is Matt, and we will see you next time.
Matt says he'll...
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.